The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The solemnity of the ascension of our Lord and we heard the scripture passages. One of the passages was telling us to have shouts of joy and blare of trumpets for the Lord. That's what we are asked to do today. Shouts of joy, blare of trumpets for the Lord. Because this is one of those special events in the whole salvation history, the ascension of the Lord, so important that the bishops of this sunshine state decided to move the feast from those that traditional day to today, because in sunshine state, what happens, people forget, no? If there's a holiday of obligation, how many of us can be here? We forget. So that is the only reason we are here today, to have the shouts of joy and glare of trumpets. And what a powerful image we heard in the readings. Let me focus on one simple image we heard in that first reading, Acts of the Apostles. We are told how all the 11 apostles were gathered with Jesus, the risen Jesus, on that mountain. And then at their side, He was lifted up. And then a crowd took him from their side. A crowd took him from their side. A crowd. We hear a lot about crowd these days, no? Especially when we have these graduates here. They can tell us how important, no? The crowd, you can use all your documents, legal, whatever you keep in your folder, you can keep it up in the crowd. All these leather albums, stacks of your pictures here, of your loved ones, praise them. Praise them in the crowd. All the books you read in your shelf, you don't need a shelf anymore. Could keep it in the crowd. And but this transition, these young people can tell us how important, how special is the use of the crowd, but how that transition, so many of us are reluctant, no? For one way or another, we are worried about the security. Sometimes we wonder, where is it gone? We don't see. The crowd, we don't see, no? We place everything. We need to use a click of button and it comes up again. But where are they? All our books, all our pictures, all our documents. It is somewhere in the crowd. We know it is in the crowd, but where is it? This same image is happening in the scripture. You know, if you look at the scripture, all through the scripture, consistently, scripture uses the image of crowd. Whenever the interaction between the Almighty God and our human beings, starting in the call of Moses, Moses was called up to come to the mountain to have conversation with God. And when God was giving that tablet of commandments, a crowd overshadowed that mountain for 6 days. In the midst of the crowd, God spoke to Moses. A crowd of fire of love was accompanying the chosen people in their journey in the wilderness. When Jesus was in the Mount Tabor, when he was conversing with Moses and Elijah, a crowd came down. In the midst of that crowd, Peter, James, and John could hear Jesus talking. Crowd. Now that crowd is, as Jesus was lifted up, that crowd took it in. But the scripture did not say that Jesus was dissolved in the crowd. Those who use the crowd, they know that how powerful is the use of the crowd. If you take it, if you put everything in your crowd, you don't need to sit in your room to look for your documents or your pictures. You can use it anywhere, wherever you travel. Just use your smartphone, your tablet, whatever this Apple company puts for you. Okay? One of the devices, you can use it anywhere. You can get back to your valuable legal documents, all your books, all your pictures, anywhere. So that means it becomes accessible. This is what we celebrate today. Remember the whole scene, how Jesus incarnation, the power of the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary of Nazareth, and the Word made flesh. God's Word made himself flesh. We call it incarnation. And that Word made flesh lived with us, shared stories of the Heavenly Father's love for us in words and deeds. And now he went through that difficult experience we call the passion, suffering, death, under the cross. And then he was killed, but he was risen. Now, the completion of that story, incarnation, that story now completes. St. Paul, in the second reading, told us the richness of that story. Jesus, he was taken up into heaven and he was placed on the right hand of Heavenly Father. We know God has no hand, right or left. No, he has no right or left. But we needed to understand in human terminology. The crowd simply means the power, the glory of God's presence. Glory and power of God's presence continues with this risen Lord. And the risen Lord becomes the somebody who is sitting on the right side. Right hand means right hand person. Somebody with the power, authority. That is we worship Christ because he has the power and authority. So here, Jesus now becomes an object of worship. That's what St. Paul is telling us when he was seated at the right hand of God. And that's our creed, every Sunday. We make that creed, part of our proclamation of our faith. He was ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father. So that's our creed, our professional faith. Something so special. That's why this ascension is also. Think about that ascension. What happens? Jesus continues to be, after his incarnation, he becomes part of our humanity. Now he takes our humanity all the way up to heaven. Our humanity is now placed in heaven. That is why it is a day of exaltation of every human person. Our humanity is now, thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus, he carries our humanity to heaven. This is a day of joy. This is a day of blaring trumpets. Because this is what God has done for us. And then what happens? Jesus, before he left, he gave a commencement speech. He gave a commission. Some of those things we don't like. We don't like. Jesus said, you go and make your disciples. And he said, somebody else's problem. Why can't the priest do it? No? The nuns can do it. I see two nuns here today. The deacon can do it. He's not none of my business. No? But that's not what Jesus said. A mandate, a commission for everyone who becomes his follower, a disciple. And we always do, we are capable. Our people will say, I cannot be an evangelist. You are so special. You use all the social media. I see your social media. In the Facebook, you put all your valuable information. How did you make a recipe? How you put it. You do the evangelization. The only problem is, are we proud? Can we use that energy a little bit to share what kind of faith have you experienced? What kind of good news, not the bad news. Always we try to use to put down somebody. That's all, sometimes that temptation. But this social media, you are using social media one way or another. So many times you use social media. So we can do. But we need also to do certain other things also. That the commission tells us before we can go, Jesus said, wait a few days. So they were saying, Jesus, don't go. If you are so powerful, if you talk to people, if you can stay with us a few more years, you can be here in Jerusalem, then you can go to China, from China you can go to Europe, from Europe you can cross over to America, everybody will listen to you. Think about taken up into the crowd, and Jesus becomes presence all through this year. Jesus becomes a presence of God's love, mercy, and healing. Just a click, he can be present all these years, all through the century, all around the continents, all the homes of the poor and the rich, the homes of the sinners and the saints, the sick and those who are in prison. Jesus is. He's in the crowd. The presence. The crowd. The power of the crowd. The power of the crowd. So he wanted his disciples to stay in Jerusalem a few days. Then also they could have challenged Jesus, why don't have that transition good? So it becomes a smooth transition. No? The power of you talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. Why don't you make it happen now? No, why we have to wait? But that's what Jesus said. Wait. Go to the Jerusalem. Stay in Jerusalem. And then what did they do? The Gospel and the Acts of the Apostles tells us what they did. Let us have a little focus on what they did. Can you imagine what they did? We are told 11 of them, they locked in a room. Just like what we do Sunday after Sunday. Locking up in a room. And what we do? We pray. They prayed. They prayed. They prayed. How many days they prayed? It's not 5 minutes of prayer. It's not 1 hour of prayer. In the Acts of the Apostles, it says how long they prayed. Anybody remembers the scripture? How many days of prayer for those 11 disciples locked in the upper room after the ascension, following Jesus' commission? How long they prayed? Not 5 minutes, not 1 hour, not one day, but till the Pentecost. That means from Ascension Thursday to the next Sunday was 9 days. That's why we have no B now in Latin. No way. 9 days. 9 days is a kind of a time. It's beyond our control. 9 days. It doesn't mean that every time you have to do 9 days prayer, but it was a consistent long days of prayer. And with whom did they pray? One more. We need to remember this. It was not only 11 disciples, apostles of Jesus. There was one more person. They invited one more person. Do you know that person's name? The scripture says a name. Can anybody guess that name? One more person. When they went to pray, they invited one more person to join them. Do you remember that person's name? Mary. You are living in a Bible belt. You need to proclaim this Bible to our brothers and sisters who have a problem with this Mary. What these apostles did was, they went to this person, told her, Mary, we love you. You, Jesus always loved you. Jesus will listen to you. Can you join us with our prayer? And she did. Okay? She did. And she was able to pray with. So we need to remember this story, okay? Whenever we pray, we ask Mary also to join us in our prayers. And what did they pray for? What did they pray for? They didn't pray for rain, no? That Sunday, all community said that it was praying for rain. They didn't pray for winning daughter so that we can. What did they pray for? The scripture says clearly, what did they pray for? If you answer, I can stop. And what did they pray for? Three simple words, come, Holy Spirit. That's all. That was the focus. That's what Jesus asked them to do. Come, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with us. Think about that story. What happens to us? If the Holy Spirit is with us, we become people of joy. In the midst of sadness, in the midst of all the issues, we bring the joy of the gospel. As Pope Francis is sending us joy. Gospel is joyful. The gospel about Jesus is with us. Joy. Shouts of joy. Life of joy. In the midst of pain, agony, struggle, ruin, the pains of growth, there's always. Talk to these graduates. They will tell us how they grew, you know? How beautifully they grew. They grew, you know? But there was pain, agony to become who you are today, no? Mary, Christina, growth was not simple. And then these graduates are told, what else you are supposed to do now? Give, go and give, no? This is what Jesus' commencement also, grow. Grow with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Give. Give. Give the gift you need to see. Let us become the evangelists. Let us trust that God is with us. He is in the cloud. He is visible. He is not visible, but He is here. This is a Sunday gathering. We lift Him up in that sacrifice. The same sacrifice of that Calvary and ascension and resurrection put together. What a privilege for us to lift Him up. Offer Him as a sacrifice to our Heavenly Father. The journey of Jesus continues here in this altar. We say, no, I don't like those people, some of those people, so I don't go. You see? Today, Pope Francis presides over 1.2 million Catholics. But those Catholics will say, I don't like the priest, I don't like the deacon, I don't like this, I don't like somebody. I don't. So that is one reason. The other reason is that this is boring. They don't understand that this is their sacrifice, not my sacrifice. Then they say, what else? They say, I'm tired, you know, I have other things to do. And so we have another group of Catholics we call the fallen away. They are also second largest. So these young people, I challenge you, don't give up your gift of faith, God share. Just because you became that, because the challenge is so, So all around you, the pressure, peer pressure. To be part of this gathering Sunday. And to become who we could be. You invite us a gift by the God of life. Giving, sharing. Let us celebrate our faith this Sunday with a joyful cause in the name.